This is Joanne Shaw Taylor from Birmingham, England. Welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
On the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. And streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
102.1 WLEW Sunday Night Blues, kicking off tonight's show with Joanne Shaw Taylor and Diamonds in the Dirt off Joanne Shaw Taylor's CD called Diamonds in the Dirt. Joanne Shaw Taylor is our special guest in the Sunday Night Blues studios tonight. Joanne is from Birmingham, England, and now resides in Birmingham, Michigan. Sunday Night Blues traveled to Callahan's in Auburn Hills, Michigan for a one-on-one interview with this beautiful British blues guitarist and singer, and what a talent. Philip Ryan, your host, bringing you 2 hours of the best in blues from the Sunday Night Blues studios right here in mid-Michigan. Glad to have you along for this Sunday evening. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, Taos Blues by the Bay, the Pasta House, and by Wingin' It's. Tonight's lineup is brought to you by the Detroit Blues Society, going strong for over 25 years. Check out the Detroit Blues Society and our sponsors at SundayNightBlues.net. On tonight's show, Chainsaw DuPont, Jimmy Thackeray, Sugar Blue, and Jimmy Allchin. Our Sunday Night Blues double shot comes from Grayling, Michigan. Thomas emailed a Sunday Night Blues double shot and asked for Floyd Dixon, an American rhythm and blues pianist and singer. Coming up, the Kelly Ritchie Band. Known for blues, rock, and Americana, our next blues band was named in honor of Buzz and Hooker's grandmother, Jewel Stone Hooker. Now the blues band is led by South Florida native and longtime Nashville session and touring guitarist Gary Hooker. Now Gary discovered that a long-lost first cousin was performing as a blues musician under the name of Holland Buzz in the Tampa area. Quite a story about these two, and to read the rest of Gary Hooker and Holland Buzz's story, visit SundayNightBlues.net and click on Blues Show. They are called Jewel Stone Prophets, and they're here on Sunday Night Blues tonight with Just Come Home. Thanks for spending your Sunday evening with Sunday Night Blues on 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan, and streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
Just come home. Give us one more try. Find the reason. Find the reasons why all this love. The love we share tears us to apart. Just come home. Just come home. We'll try to find a way. Make love work. Make love work.
I'm old, old, old man.
WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Junior Kimbrough and his very first recording, and Done Got Old, recorded back in 1966 in Memphis, Tennessee. Junior Kimbrough passed away back in 1998 at the age of 67. Known for hillbilly country blues, juke joint blues, and country blues. Junior Kimbrough on Sunday Night Blues tonight. She's an American blues rock guitarist, and she's here with us tonight on Sunday Night Blues. Fast Driving Mama, the Kelly Ritchie Band on Sunday Night Blues. WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Kelly Ritchie and Fast Driving Mama. That's off her CD called Sweet Spirit. You can catch Kelly Ritchie at Callahan's on November 9th. Tickets are just $12. Check out SundayNightBlues.net for all the details. Click on the Blues Festival link and the icon for Callahan's. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular. Call 1-800-443-5057 to get connected today. Coming up here on Sunday Night Blues, we got the Murdering Blues, some country blues, and up next here on Sunday Night Blues, the winners of the Detroit Blues Society Blues Challenge. You're listening to Sunday Night Blues on 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan, and streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
I got them Halloween blues. This is one holiday I regret. Yeah, I got them Halloween blues, 'cause this holiday scares me half to death. Seeing all them kids out there trick-or-treating just to see how much candy they can get. Yeah, I got them Halloween blues. Woo! I got them Halloween blues. Trick-or-treaters are driving me crazy. Yeah, I got them Halloween blues. Why they even celebrate this day is amazing. I hate to get off my recliner to buy some candy, 'cause I'm just too darn lazy. Yeah, I got them Halloween blues. them Halloween blues. I got them Halloween blues. And maybe if I turn my lights off, you'll think I'm not at home. Yeah, I got them Halloween blues. I wish you'd just go away and leave me alone. Yeah, I'm gonna chase them off my property. Tell them where they all can go. Woo! Got them Halloween blues.
Are you looking to hire an IT specialist or a logistics expert, a medical technician, or a security professional? Well, there are some very qualified candidates out there. America's wounded warriors. These men and women returning from battle are eager to get back to life at home and a good job. Some have wounds you can see, and some have wounds you can't see, like post-traumatic stress disorder. For these accomplished professionals, Wounded Warrior Project has developed the Warriors to Work program, a career counseling service that helps wounded warriors translate their military experience to the civilian workplace. These warriors have world-class job skills and a unique perspective on teamwork. And to ensure proper placement for each individual, Wounded Warrior Project works with employers to find just the right candidate for the job. When your company is looking to hire talented, highly trained employees, contact Wounded Warrior Project at findwwp.org. Welcome home the brave.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW, BedEx, Michigan, and streaming on the World Wide Web at sundaynightblues.net. Coming up this hour, Joanne Shaw Taylor, our guest in the Sunday Night Blues studios. Also, our Sunday Night Blues double shot is Floyd Dixon. That is coming up in our second hour of The Best in Blues. Coming up, the song Murdering Blues and Sugar Blue are on the way. Well, on October 20th, the Detroit Blues Society held the finals for the Detroit Blues Society Blues Challenge. Six bands gave it their all, and of course, only one winner goes to Memphis, Tennessee to represent the Detroit Blues Society. Now, the band that won the blues contest was formed back in 2011. Pretty amazing for this five-piece band known for blues, rock, and funk. Check out the winners at sundaynightblues.net. Click on the link called Blues Shows. As the band hails from the outskirts of the Motor City, the Dirty Basement Blues Band, a pretty good name there, and blues for you on Sunday Night Blues on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW.
You sound like the blues to you. realize to get my pistol out of pawn. When I got back home, my woman had done gone. Yes, I'm gonna marry my baby. Woo, and she don't stop cheating and lying. Been hurting all this morning. Well, I'd rather go to the penitentiary than to be worried out of my mind. Well, I came home last night. It was about 4 o'clock. The little moonshine joint in the rear had just begun to rock. I eased upside so I could get a better view. My woman, she was doing the monkey too. I said, yes, I'm gonna murder my baby. Woo, if she don't stop cheating and lying. Yeah, I'm gonna put a hurting on this morning. I'd rather go to the penitentiary than to be worried out of my mind.
WLEW, Sunday Night Blues, going back to 2009 with Johnny Winter and Murdering Blues off his Serious Business CD. Johnny Winter on Sunday Night Blues tonight. James Whiting is on Sunday Night Blues tonight, better known as Sugar Blue. with Country Blues on 102.1 WLEW Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
And streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Sugar Blue, an American Grammy Award winner with Country Blues. Sugar Blue, born James Whiting in Harlem, New York. He is a harmonicist, singer-songwriter known for blues rock. Tonight's show is brought to you by Taos Blues by the Bay, a three-day festival held the third weekend in August. Make your plans for next year's Taos Blues by the Bay Festival. Check out Sunday Night Blues for all the info. Just click on Blues Festival and check out Taos Blues by the Bay, held in beautiful downtown East Taos at Harbor Park. Coming up, our interview with Joanne Shaw Taylor here on 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan, and streaming worldwide at SundayNightBlues.net.
Of trick-or-treating are many, so make sure you keep these things in mind on October 31st. Make sure you wear a bright colored costume and bring a flashlight. Also, go to well-lit neighborhoods with a responsible adult. Other risks include what you find in your candy. Your candy could include in it such hazards as razors, anthrax, poison, and other harmful things. Have a fun and safe time trick-or-treating.
Hi, this is Joanne Shaw Taylor from Birmingham, England, and you are listening to the Sunday Night Blues.
With Philip Ryan on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan, and streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
Tell my mother she'll be on my mind. Tell my lover not to wait this time. Tell my brother and my father too that I'm sorry. Sorry for what I'm gonna do. Thank you.
102.1 WLEW Sunday Night Blues with Going Home, Joanne Shaw Taylor. As Sunday Night Blues caught up with this young, beautiful, blonde, and amazing guitar player. Had the privilege to see her live at Callahan's in Auburn Hills. And Joanne, welcome to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let's start off tonight's interview with, where were you raised, Joanne?
I was raised in Solihull in the West Midlands, which is just outside Birmingham. It's in between Birmingham and Stratford-upon-Avon, small town.
Joanne Shaw Taylor on Sunday Night Blues tonight. In your bio, Joanne, you said that you started playing the guitar at the age of 13. What triggered you to start playing the blues?
Well, my dad played guitar, my brother played guitar, so they're always in the house. And I started playing classical when I was 8 at school. And then I kind of got tired of that after a while. I've been playing for the Birmingham Youth Ensemble. I'm doing quite well at it, but it wasn't sort of, you know, really what I wanted to do. But I wanted to play guitar. So my brother had been playing electric, and, you know, my dad had, so I kind of jumped on that bandwagon, really. And it's when I, you know, my dad had kind of agreed to help me get an electric, and we were trying to figure out what guitar to buy, you know, Strat, Tele, Les Paul, whatever. And I was going through his record collection and stuff, and he said, well, try this, and show me a Steve Ray Vaughan DVD, and said, you know, see if that you like this guy, he plays a Strat. And, you know, I immediately wanted a Stratocaster and to be Steve Ray Vaughan. So
you got bored with pop music, you know, in the 90s, and then you started listening to your dad's record collection, which included SRV, Albert Collins, and, of course, Jimi Hendrix. And is there one particular song that stands out from these three musicians that you, like, you played over and over, or maybe was your favorite?
Yeah, I mean, there's one from each. Steve Ray Vaughan was always anything off the Instep album, you know, House is Rockin', things like that. Albert Collins, we used to play Brick, that was one of my favourites. Any of his instrumentals are really funky. And then Hendrix,
Brick, baby, that's what I'm gonna throw upside your head. I said a brick, baby, that's what I'm gonna throw upside your head. Yeah, you got me so worried, got me talking out of my head. Yeah, you know I love you, and you know my love is true. Chunk of brick at you.
Albert Collins here on Sunday Night Blues tonight with Brick, one of Joanne Shaw Taylor's favorite songs to play, as Sunday Night Blues welcomes Joanne Shaw Taylor into the Sunday Night Blues studios tonight. And Joanne, at the age of 16, your big break came. Tell the blues audience here in mid-Michigan just how big that break was for Joanne Shaw Taylor.
I got discovered, using air quotations, by Dave Stewart from Udmix. Did a charity show in Birmingham, England, and a friend of his was there, and I'd done a little demo CD over the sort of summer holidays at school, and he passed it along to a friend of his, and a friend of Dave's passed it along to him, and you know, he phoned the house, and next thing you know, I was on the way to England to sign a record deal. Sorry, to London to sign a record deal.
Dave was saying when he heard you play, it made the hairs on his arms stand up.
Yeah, he's been, Dave's been awesome, you know, he's something of, you know, I mean, his family to me now, but he's certainly been a big influence and a big mentor to me, so.
You know, you started writing songs at the age of 21, signed a record deal with Ruff. Was that a huge turning point for your career?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it made the big difference from, you know, I mean, I was a professional musician, I didn't have a job, it was the only job I had, but it made the difference in terms of the level, you know. I'd just been sort of gigging around the UK and bits of mainland Europe, and, it suddenly became very serious and established me more as a blues artist, really, you know, blues rock artist.
You're very good, very good. You know, and then you started working with Jimmy Gaines.
Yeah, which is funny. I actually, when I was going to do an album with Dave Stewart when I was 16, he asked me who I would like, and I said Jim Gaines, and I had a phone conversation late one night at Dave's house with Jim, like an hour chat, just, you know, catching up, and we got on like a house on fire, and then nothing for years, you know, my label went bust, and then, so it's funny, then when he got a phone call off, you know, Thomas Roof to say, I've got this girl in England, and, you know, he'd always wondered what had happened to me and where I'd gone, and, you know, so we got a little ways back.
That's great. You know, you came out with your first CD called White Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
How was that to you? Did that mean a lot?
Yeah.
Was it received pretty well?
It was received very well, thankfully. And, it was quite a relief. And it was quite stressful at the same time, because it's a big thing putting out your first album, because it really defines the rest of your career. You know, and even still to this day, you know, I mean, I like to do different albums. You know, I don't want to make the same album over and over, you know. You know, and still to this day, people kind of hear White Sugar and that's who I am to them, you know. So, you know, you want to get it right, you want to do a good one. So, you know, people don't usually give you a second chance. So fortunately, I think it turned out as well as I wanted it to, and it seemed to go down really well, so. We'll be right back.
102.1 WLEW Sunday Night Blues with White Sugar off Joanne Shaw Taylor's CD called White Sugar, her very first CD release. Joanne Shaw Taylor, our guest in the Sunday Night Blues studios tonight as we continue our conversation with Joanne Shaw Taylor in our next hour of The Best in Blues. Also in our next hour of The Best in Blues, Chainsaw DuPont, Jimmy Thackeray, and our Sunday Night Blues double shot with Floyd Dixon. Thanks for spending your Sunday evening with Sunday Night Blues on 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan, and streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
Do you know what it means to have someone's back? To have another life depend on you and only you?
Where your vision, your defense, your support
is the very thing that is the difference in their life or death.
This feeling is known in the truest form by those that willingly protect you and me every day.
In the military, got your six means I've got your back.
Today, Got Your Six is more than a term. It's a way to bring military veterans and civilians together.
It's a show of respect for all who served.
And a way to ensure that they return home to be seen as assets and leaders.
I've Got Your Six.
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 To find out how you can help, visit gotyoursix.org today.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
On the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. And streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues. Philip Ryan, your host, coming to you from the Sunday Night Blues studios right here in mid-Michigan. Glad to have you along for the second hour of The Best in Blues. Tonight's show is brought to you by The Pasta House, located in Kendy, Michigan. Make your wedding plans, corporate plans, and even your reunion party plans at The Pasta House. Visit SundayNightBlues.net, click on our sponsor page, and support our Sunday Night Blues sponsors. Coming up on this hour of The Best in Blues, Gina Cecilia, McGinnis Flint, and our dual winner at the Detroit Blues Society Blues Challenge that was held on October 20th. We conclude our interview with Joanne Shaw Taylor, and our Sunday Night Blues double shot is Floyd Dixon. Coming up, Chainsaw DuPont and Sister Monica as we start off our second hour of The Best in Blues with a blues guitar player known as the premier guitar pyrotechnician on the blues scene today. Now, this blues musician recalls when the moment changed his life. Now, one night when he happened to wander into a Jimi Hendrix show in D.C. and heard Hendrix let loose in his first gig after, I repeat, after Jimi Hendrix got kicked off the Monkees tour, well, Jimmy Thackeray knew. Now today, Jimmy Thackeray and The Drive are a top premier blues band to date, and their new CD is called Center Street. Jimmy Thackeray and The Drive on Sunday Night Blues tonight, brand new with Grab the Rafters on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Grab the rafters, pull the floor, falls away. Circle the wagons and try to save the day. Don't sit there wondering about what may happen to you.
Every tip and listen to me. Here's what you got to do.
Gotta grab the rafters.
Solid ground. Don't sit here worrying about things that you can't change. Take a tip and listen to me, though it might sound a little bit strange.
I'd grab the rafters.
About to fall. Every time that trouble man comes, you feel like you hit the wall. No matter what the wall holds up, it's right above your head. Better grab the rafters, pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
Gotta grab the rafters.
It's rough to sing the blues, but I never had it tough cause I'm paying my dues. My life is like a book about doing without. I always have enough to sing about. I used to complain when things go wrong. Now I just think about another song. I got a blues-o-matic. My life's a blues-o-matic. I'm just a blues-o-matic, baby. Every day another song. I got a blues-o-matic. My life's a blues-o-matic. If you think you had enough of the ugly truth, I'll lipstick the pig and give you a barbecue. Life is like a movie full of mystery. This riddle solves itself if you just let it be. I used to complain when things go wrong. Now I just think about another song. I got a blues-o-matic. My life's a blues-o-matic. I got a blues-o-matic, baby. Every day another song. I got a blues-o-matic. It's a digital stream, Zeta the art. The drums kick in and the bass line start. It's a dream machine, a turbocharged thing. Gears spin around as I start to sing. I never in doubt as I throw the switch. A song comes out and we all get rich. I got a blues-o-matic, baby. Every day another song. I got a blues-o-matic. My life's a blues-o-matic. Look out. Had a touch of fear, slavishly mastered by the engineer. I got a blues-o-matic, my life's a blues-o-matic. Ah, blues-o-matic, my life's a blues-o-matic. Saxophone, Mr. Brendan Connors.
WLEW Sunday Night Blues with Chainsaw Dupont off his CD called The Real Guitar Hero and Blues-O-Matic. Check out tonight's musicians and visit their website at sundaynightblues.net. Just click on the link, Blues Show. As Sister Monica has a message for all our blues listeners out there tonight, here is Behind My Back on 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe and streaming worldwide at sundaynightblues.net.
I wonder what you're gonna say when you come to that door. I've been waiting patiently to settle the score. It's come.
2.1 WLEW Sunday Night Blues with Sister Monica and Behind My Back. Sister Monica, well, she's known as the Linus of the Blues. Sister Monica on Sunday Night Blues tonight. Coming up, Joanne Shaw Taylor in the Sunday Night Blues Studios as we conclude our interview with Joanne Shaw Taylor in the Sunday Night Blues Studios tonight. What a talent. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Night Blues tonight with Philip Ryan. Check us out at SundayNightBlues.net.
Hi, this is Joanne Shaw Taylor from Birmingham, England, and you're listening to the Sunday Night Blues.
Keep it simple. It's a good lesson for us all. If only our daily lives were that easy. We work too hard, move too fast. But there is a place we can go where the sun comes up and says, slow down. Stop and smell the wildflowers. Spend the whole day on turquoise blue waters. Walk the beach the long way home. On the northeast side of Michigan, every day on the Sunrise Coast is an open invitation to the good life. From Lake Huron to Iargo Springs and all along the mighty El Sabal River, we can take the whole day to go fishing, canoeing, boating, or diving. Take a walk through charming small towns, or take the stairs to the top of historic lighthouses. But mostly, we take it as it comes on the Sunrise Coast. For getting back to the water is pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
Welcome to Sunday Night Blues here on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan. And streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
Keep living like this.
102.1 WLEW Sunday Night Blues with I Can't Keep Living Like This off Joanne Shaw Taylor's CD, Diamonds in the Dirt, as we welcome Joanne Shaw Taylor into the Sunday Night Blues studios. And welcome back to Sunday Night Blues, Joanne.
Thank you very much for having me.
Joanne, you grew up outside a small town in Birmingham, England, and now you live in Birmingham, Michigan. How has the U.S. or living in the Detroit area helped your music career?
Yeah, I think it has. I mean, certainly being based out of America has helped touring here. Unlike mainland Europe, you know, you can fly everywhere pretty quickly, but America, you know, you really need to be based here and get in the van and drive it. But yeah, I think being in Detroit, I think more than anything, I just have found a home here and I love it. It's almost sort of settled and comfortable, and I've found a place here in a sort of musical community.
Joanne Shaw Taylor on Sunday Night Blues tonight with Philip Ryan. What was it like to be seen by 17 million people, and who is the one big act you shared the stage with, Joanne?
Probably Annie Lennox. Yeah.
Annie Lennox.
Yeah. I mean, I've been very fortunate to work with some great people, Joe Bonamassa, but I think Annie's probably the...
Okay.
Thinking back.
That's when you were seen by 17 million people?
That was the one. Yeah.
That was just last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was last summer.
Last summer.
London Jubilee. Buckingham Palace.
Were you nervous?
I was, because my mum was watching. And that made me, and I knew, you know, she was really, really proud and very excited to tell all her friends. And so I was thinking, I've got to better not, you know, mess this up and have to go back to Victoria's Monza.
You're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan. We went on a road trip to Callahan's in Auburn Hills, Michigan, caught up with Joanne Shaw Taylor, British guitar player and female vocalist. You're known as the new face of the blues, Joanne, and won Best British Female Vocalist Bracket at both the 2010 and 11 events. But you never set out to be a singer. Why is that?
It wasn't that I didn't want to do it. It was that, you know, I just wanted to be a guitar player. And, I mean, the reason for singing was because all my guitar influences sang, you know, and they do in the blues genre. Stevie Ray Vaughan, Freddie King, and Albert Collins. And, you know, and you have to sing to front the band and, you know, pick the material. But that said, those guys are all also, within their own rights, great singers. So it was sort of, you know, I could play guitar, but I didn't know if I could sing. You know, if I couldn't, that was going to be kind of make or break. So, you know, it's you know, something I really enjoy doing now. But, yeah, it's still a bit sort of, I'm a bit more, I'm not a natural singer.
Why is it so hard to break into the U.S. market, you know, for your age and your gender?
I mean, I think for the most part, just because being European, it's very hard to get over here. You know, there's a lot involved. It's huge travel. Yeah, I just think it's, you know, logistically coming over, there's a lot involved, just as there is for... And I think it's harder for us to come here than it is for you guys to go over to, you know, Europe. Work visas are, you know, more expensive, and it's a big country to tour. And so that's just, you know, it's just logistically...
Now, they say that most U.S., blues players here get their big break when they go overseas.
Yeah, I mean, they do, and I think it's kind of novelty, you know, to some extent. You know, we see there's always been like a love affair between the UK and America with music, you know, whether it's, you know, we love Jimi Hendrix and got him started, and
right,
he can get a gig in, you know, New York, and, you know, and likewise, you know, so I think there's always been that love kind of affair with, you know, you always like us better than you know, we like
okay.
us, and so on and so forth.
Joanne Shaw Taylor on Sunday Night Blues tonight as Sunday Night Blues traveled to Callahan's in Auburn Hills to meet up with this British guitar player. The interview was conducted at a time when the warm-up band in the background was practicing. We conclude our interview with Joanne Shaw Taylor coming up after we hear her song called Jealousy on Sunday Night Blues.
It's my own foolish insecurity. Yeah.
Joanne Shaw Taylor and Jealousy. And Joanne, tell us about your new CD and its release date.
It's released in America on November 12th. And we have one night to do it in. And we did it in London at Borderline in May. And we really only had one night just because of scheduling. You know, we couldn't get me over from. I'd finished a tour in Europe a few days before and we had to get back to America. So.
What is your favorite blues song or song in general? And are you excited about your upcoming trip going back to the UK?
I am excited about going back to the UK. I always love to go there. And also, you know, it's a chance to see family. You know, I got a little niece and nephew I get to catch up with, and my brother and my dad. And so that's always lovely, and my grandma. In terms of favorite songs, most of my favorite songs are for sentimental reasons. You know, the Waterloo Sunset by the Kinks.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, rolling into the night? People so busy, make me feel dizzy, taxi light shines so bright. But I don't need no friend, as long as I gaze on Waterloo Sunset.
WLEW Sunday Night Blues with the Kinks and Waterloo Sunset, Joanne Shaw Taylor's favorite song. And we thank Joanne Shaw Taylor for being on Sunday Night Blues tonight and introducing herself to Mid Michigan right here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan. Check her out at sundaynightblues.net. Coming up, our Sunday Night Blues double shot with Floyd Dixon. Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan, and streaming worldwide at sundaynightblues.net. As Thomas from Grayling, Michigan writes to us and says that Floyd Dixon has always been a favorite in his family. My dad loved the way Floyd Dixon played the piano. His favorite Floyd Dixon songs were Getting Ready, and my song is Don't Worry, as we start our Sunday Night Blues double shot off with Floyd Dixon, and my song is Don't Worry.
Don't let money worry blow your mind, 'cause you will have some more sometime. So child, don't worry, don't you worry. Yeah, the name of my song is Don't You Worry. If you only own one bedroom on your one lot, be thankful now if that's all you got. Don't you worry. No, don't worry. Yeah. The name of my song is Don't You Worry. You see some people rise and shine with their minds on dough. If they get $100 million, ooh, they want $100 million more. Some forget their family and friends. You see, cause millions is their aim. To meet those kind of people is only greedy of gain. You may want a new car, but can only afford an 84. But what difference does it make when it takes you where you wanna go? So don't worry. Please don't you worry. Yeah. I'm trying to help you now, cause the name of my song is Don't Worry.
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues Double Shot with Floyd Dixon. We heard my song is Don't Worry and Getting Ready as we thank Thomas from Grayling, Michigan for our Sunday Night Blues Double Shot. Thomas is listening to us tonight on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net. Check out SundayNightBlues.net. Click on the link, Sunday Night Blues Double Shot, and email your Sunday Night Blues Double Shot to the show. He won the Dual Blues Challenge at Callahan's on October 20th and now will represent the Detroit Blues Society in Memphis. Carl Henry on guitar and Tony Bursey on the harp. Off their CD called Eat, Drink, Boogie, and Repeat, here is Southbound Home on Sunday Night Blues.
Cold out here in the winter, freeze a man to his bones. Icicles cover a bearded man from his head down to his toes. Wish I was back in Cottonland. It's a little warmer than here, but the farmer in Florida's lighting the fires, keep the oranges warm this year. So cold here in Detroit, the pavement is starting to freeze. Water mains breaking, make an ice skating rink. You gotta warm your breath just to breathe. Take me down south where my ankle get warm. This town I gotta leave. I wish I was home in the cactus to jump and I could sit beneath the magnolia tree. I'm heading south now. Going home. I'm heading south now. Going home. Well, I gotta get out while I'm still able. Mama set another plate down to the table. Tell Andrew this ain't a slice of pie. But she's the only apple of my eye. I'm heading south now. Going home, I'm heading south now. Going home. Well, I came up north just looking for work, some place to call my own. But all I found was a man dealing drugs the day to shot him fall back home. Lost all my money in the street one night, my favorite guitar too. I slept out in the cold last night, but now I'm coming home to you. I'm heading south now, going home. I'm heading south now, going home. Well, I gotta get out while I'm still able. Mama said I know the way down to the table. Tell Aunt Ruby, save my slice of pie. Cause she's the only apple of my eye. I'm heading south now, going home. I'm heading south now.
Heavenly noise, she still got what it takes. let the blues live on. After the storm is gone, its light keeps shining on. That's why we know the star we love so will never leave us alone. She'll always be the queen of the blues. I'm happy to spread the news. She's got a new band and the promised land.
One WLEW Sunday Night Blues and the Tonight Show with Gina Cecilia and Can't Control Myself. That's off her CD called Can't Control Myself. Thanks to Joanne Shaw Taylor for introducing herself to Mid-Michigan tonight and being our guest in the Sunday Night Blues studios tonight. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Taos Blues by the Bay, the Pasta House, and by Wingin' It's. If you'd like to support the blues right here in Mid-Michigan, visit SundayNightBlues.net. As this is Philip Ryan, keeping the blues alive and well right here in Mid-Michigan on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan, and streaming worldwide at SundayNightBlues.net. A very special hello going out to my granddaughter, Jackie. I love you, and I miss you. Take care, blues fans.
Hey, blues fans, this is Eric Steckel. Thanks for tuning in tonight with Philip Ryan here at Sunday Night Blues. You can find us at SundayNightBlues.net as we close out the show tonight with Philip's Highway off of my 2006 release.